You're with SBS Radio.
New Zealand's first community transmitted case of COVID-19 in 6 months has plunged the entire nation into lockdown. Since the announcement of the first, another four have been detected. Auckland will be locked down for 7 days while the rest of the country sits through a 3-day lockdown. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says it's the only way to stop transmission, with officials having confirmed the case is the Delta variant.
Delta has been called a game changer, and it is. It means we need to again go hard and early to stop the spread. We have seen what can happen elsewhere if we fail to get on top of it. We only get one chance. Level 4 will be for initial period of 3 days, except for Auckland and the Coromandel Peninsula, who we anticipate will likely be at level 4 for 7 days, due to them being most closely linked to our current case.
New Zealand's vaccination rates are lagging behind most of the world, including Australia. Just over 22 million doses have been administered, with 17% of its population of 5 million fully inoculated. In countries where vaccination rates are higher, authorities are increasingly interested in booster shots. In the Balkans, Serbia is beginning to administer the dose to people who were vaccinated at least 6 months ago. Local authorities will be contacting health workers, the elderly, and those with weakened immune systems initially. Dr. Zoran Bekic, director of Belgrade's mass vaccination hub, urged the public to show collective responsibility.
I have to say that epidemiological situation is worsening. Our numbers last week were about 129. People who got infected by COVID daily, and those numbers are on the rise now. We passed 1,000 daily. It's all basically a consequence of slowdown in vaccination. We got relaxed. We thought it was over. But unfortunately, it's not. Our hospitals are getting filled with patients quickly, but I do not expect a drastic scenario like the one we had last winter when we were not vaccinated, but 50% of the population does not have immunity yet.
The nation of around 7 million people has so far vaccinated just over 50% of its population, mostly with China's Sinopharm vaccines, Russia's Sputnik V, but also with Pfizer and AstraZeneca. The United States could be next, with researchers and health officials monitoring real-world performance of the vaccines to see how long protection lasts. Dr. Melanie Swift, an occupational physician at Mayo Clinic, says the first people vaccinated in the country would be likely first in line for boosters.
We have long anticipated that there would likely be a coronavirus booster that might be on something like an annual basis, just based upon our response to other viral vaccines and experience we have with coronaviruses in general. So it doesn't come as a big surprise.
She says boosters are commonplace in most vaccination processes.
Important to start to understand the difference between a primary vaccination, which may be a series of shots, and a booster. Booster shots are intended to boost immunity that has waned over time. A booster assumes that the initial vaccination was effective. We all get a series of multiple tetanus shots in infancy, and we assume we've got immunity against tetanus, but over time, our immunity wanes gradually. So we get tetanus boosters every 10 years, not because the vaccine didn't work the first time, but just because the immune system starts to forget how to respond to that.
Meanwhile, in New York City, people dining indoors, browsing through museums and galleries, or training at the gym will now have to show proof of at least partial vaccination against COVID-19. It's the largest effort in the US to exclude the unvaccinated from indoor places. The mandate was announced 2 weeks ago by Mayor Bill de Blasio, aiming to incentivize people to get the shot. Hospitality owners say they're not coming up against much resistance.
Because as a French person, you know, America is like the nation of freedom. But I'm very surprised to see that people are very obedient, you know. Nobody complained too much. Everybody's like, all right, we'll do whatever, you know. So it's good for me personally as a business owner, so we can keep the city on track and everything organized and kind of know what's going on.
And as some countries lift restrictions, others continue to tighten them. Japan is struggling to keep outbreaks under control just weeks after the Olympic Games came to an end and before the start of the Paralympics. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga officially expanded and extended the nation's coronavirus state of emergency, with more areas added to the hotspot zones.
While continuing to take measures to reduce COVID cases as much as possible, we will accelerate vaccinations. Based on the current understanding of the situation, on the number of infection rates and hospital bed usage in each region, we have expanded emergency measures to more areas. In addition, as a period to strengthen the system of hospital care that enables people to certainly receive necessary treatments, we have decided to extend the state of emergency.
Tokyo has been the worst hit by the recent outbreak, with 4,377 new cases recorded yesterday. Elsewhere, an unprecedented rise in cases is also being recorded in Sri Lanka. The country's latest wave of infections began in April and has been the most severe of the pandemic, accounting for around 80% of the nation's total deaths. Leaders are currently hoping an uptick in vaccination rates will help see them through. Dr. Arjuna De Silva from the University of Kalania says hospitals are under pressure.
So far, I think government has taken some measures which are important to contain this, including severely restricting the movement of people between provinces. So at the moment, we have beds in the sense, but of course, ICU beds are in short supply, definitely. We have adequate oxygen supplies and most drugs. So the situation is definitely at a tipping point.
Officials are confident they will receive enough doses to fully immunise 70% of Sri Lanka's population by the end of September. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.